This recording combines two freely available brochures from the National Institute of Mental Health, Social Phobia, A Real Illness, and Facts About Social Phobia. Social Phobia, A Real Illness, from the National Institute of Mental Health. Does this sound like you? Do you feel afraid and uncomfortable when you are around other people? Is it hard for you to be at work or school? Are any of the following problems true for you? I have an intense fear that I will do or say something and embarrass myself in front of other people. I am always very afraid of making a mistake and being watched and judged by other people. My fear of embarrassment makes me avoid doing the things I want to do or speaking to people. I worry for days or weeks before I have to meet new people. I blush, sweat a lot, tremble, or feel like I have to throw up before and during an event where I am with new people. I usually stay away from social situations such as school events and making speeches. I often drink to try to make these fears go away. If some of these problems are true for you, you may have social phobia. Social phobia is a real illness that can be serious. Maybe you think your fear is just a part of who you are, and you may think you can't change the way you feel, but there is a name for your fear. It is social phobia. It is not your fault if you have this illness, and you don't have to suffer. Listen to this recording and learn how to get help. You can feel better and get your life back. 1. What is social phobia? Social phobia is a real illness. It can be treated with medicine and therapy. If you have social phobia, you are very worried about embarrassing yourself in front of other people. Your fears may be so serious that you cannot do everyday things. You may have a very hard time talking to people at work or school. Your fear may even keep you from going to work or school on some days. You may worry that you will blush and shake in front of other people. You may believe that people are watching you, just waiting for you to make a mistake. Even talking on the phone, signing a check at the store, or using a public restroom can make you afraid. Many people are a little nervous before they meet new people or give a speech. But if you have social phobia, you worry for weeks before. You may do anything to stay away from the situation. 2. When does social phobia start, and how long does it last? Social phobia usually starts when a person is still a child or teenager. It is rare for it to start after a person reaches their mid-twenties. Anyone can have a social phobia, but more women than men have the illness. It sometimes runs in families. Without treatment, social phobia can last for many years or even a lifetime. 3. Am I the only person with this illness? No, you are not alone. In any year, at least 5.3 million Americans have social phobia. 4. What can I do to help myself? Talk to your doctor about your fears and worries. Tell your doctor if these worries are keeping you from doing everyday things and living your life. You may want to show your doctor the original print version of this brochure. It can help you explain how you feel. Ask your doctor if he or she has helped other people with social phobia. Special training helps doctors treat people with social phobia. If your doctor doesn't have special training, ask for the name of a doctor or counselor who does. Get more information. Call 1-888-88-ANXIETY, A-N-X-I-E-T-Y, to have free information mailed to you. You can feel better. 5. What can a doctor or counselor do to help me? A doctor may give you medicine to help you feel less anxious and afraid, but it may take a few weeks for the medicine to work. Talking with a specially trained doctor or counselor helps many people with social phobia. This is called therapy. Therapy helps you become more comfortable in social situations. Here is one person's story. In school, I was always afraid of being called on, even when I knew the answers. When I got a job, I hated to meet with my boss. I couldn't even sit and have lunch with my coworkers. I worried about being stared at or judged, and that I would make a fool of myself. My heart would pound, and I would start to sweat when I thought about meetings. The feelings got worse the closer the event came. Sometimes I couldn't sleep or eat for days before a staff meeting. A friend told me to call the doctor. I'm so glad I did. My doctor gave me medicine that helps me feel less afraid around people. It is hard work, but a counselor is helping me learn to cope better with my fears in social settings. Remember, you can get help now. Talk to your doctor about your fears and worries. Call 1-888-88-ANXIETY. That's 1-888-88-ANXIETY. 826-9438. It is a free call. You will get free information about social phobia mailed to you. The National Institute of Mental Health, or NIMH, is part of the federal government. NIMH conducts medical research to find new and better ways to prevent and treat mental illnesses. NIMH also provides free information about mental illnesses. For more information, or for a free brochure which you may download and redistribute, visit the NIMH website at www.nimh.nih.gov. Read by Alex Wilson. This recording was produced by Telltale Weekly. Facts about social phobia from the National Institute of Mental Health. Social phobia, also called social anxiety, is a disorder characterized by overwhelming anxiety and excessive self-consciousness in everyday social situations. People with social phobia have a persistent, intense, and chronic fear of being watched and judged by others and of being embarrassed or humiliated by their own actions. Their fear may be so severe that it interferes with work or school and other ordinary activities. While many people with social phobia recognize that their fear of being around people may be excessive or unreasonable, they are unable to overcome it. They often worry for days or weeks in advance of a dreadful situation. Social phobia can be limited to only one type of situation, such as a fear of speaking in formal or informal situations or eating or drinking in front of others, or in its most severe form may be so broad that a person experiences symptoms almost any time they are around other people. Social phobia can be very debilitating. It may even keep people from going to work or school on some days. Many people with this illness have a hard time making and keeping friends. Physical symptoms often accompany the intense anxiety of social phobia and include blushing, profuse sweating, trembling, and other symptoms of anxiety, including difficulty talking and nausea or other stomach discomfort. These visible symptoms heighten the fear of disapproval, and the symptoms themselves can become an additional focus of fear. Fear of symptoms can create a vicious cycle as people with social phobia worry about experiencing the symptoms, the greater their chances of developing the symptoms. Social phobia often runs in families and may be accompanied by depression or alcohol dependence. How common is social phobia? About 3.7% of the United States population ages 18 to 54, approximately 5.3 million Americans, has social phobia in any given year. Social phobia occurs in women twice as often as in men, although a higher proportion of men seeks help for this disorder. The disorder typically begins in childhood or early adolescence and rarely develops after age 25. What causes social phobia? Research to define causes of social phobia is ongoing. Some investigations implicate a small structure in the brain called the amygdala in the symptoms of social phobia. The amygdala is believed to be a central site in the brain that controls fear responses. Animal studies are added to the evidence that suggests social phobia can be inherited. In fact, researchers supported by the National Institute of Mental Health, or NIMH, recently identified the site of a gene in mice that affects learned fearfulness. One line of research is investigating a biochemical basis for the disorder. Scientists are exploring the idea that heightened sensitivity to disapproval may be physiologically or hormonally based. Other researchers are investigating the environment's influence on the development of social phobia. People with social phobia may acquire their fear from observing the behavior and consequences of others, a process called observational learning or social modeling. What treatments are available for social phobia? Research supported by NIMH and by industry has shown that there are two effective forms of treatment available for social phobia: certain medications and a specific form of short-term psychotherapy called cognitive behavioral therapy. Medications include antidepressants such as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs, and monoamine oxidase inhibitors, or MAOIs, as well as drugs known as high-potency benzodiazepines. Some people with a form of social phobia called performance phobia have been helped by beta blockers, which are more commonly used to control high blood pressure. Cognitive behavior therapy is also very useful in treating social phobia. The central component of this treatment is exposure therapy, which involves helping patients gradually become more comfortable with situations that frighten them. The exposure process often involves three stages. The first involves introducing people to the feared situation. The second level is to increase the risk for disapproval in that situation so people build confidence that they can handle rejection or criticism. The third stage involves teaching people techniques to cope with disapproval. In this stage, people imagine their worst fear and are encouraged to develop constructive responses to their fear and perceived disapproval. Cognitive behavior therapy for social phobia also includes anxiety management training, for example, teaching people techniques such as deep breathing to control their levels of anxiety. Another important aspect of treatment is called cognitive restructuring, which involves helping individuals identify their misjudgments and develop more realistic expectations of the likelihood of danger in social situations. Supportive therapy, such as group therapy or couples or family therapy to educate significant others about the disorder, is also helpful. Sometimes people with social phobia also benefit from social skills training. What other illnesses co-occur with social phobia? Social phobia can cause lowered self-esteem and depression. To try to reduce their anxiety and alleviate depression, people with social phobia may use alcohol or other drugs, which can lead to addiction. Some people with social phobia may also have other anxiety disorders, such as panic disorder and obsessive-compulsive disorder. For more information or for print versions of these brochures, which you may redistribute, visit the NIMH website at www.nimh.nih.gov. Read by Alex Wilson, this recording was produced by Telltale Weekly.